Hilldale, Maryland, an average small American town with average people and average problems. One hot summer night, however, the problems of Hilldale stopped being average and started becoming uncanny.
I've got to get out of town tonight. Got to dispose of the body and disappear from this place. What the hell did I just crash into? Some kind of wall in the middle of the road. This is no wall. The ground's been raised about 2 feet. How on earth did something like this happen? Oh hell, the body fell out of the trunk. Got to get it out of the street. Creek. Can't be too far. Goodbye, you crazy bastard. I'm getting the hell out of this rotten town.
That night, when the flame of the single life was snuffed out, a series of events began. While the people of Hilldale slept snug in their beds, the entire town was changing. And when they awoke, though they would not come to realize it, the town they knew as Hilldale was no more. And they were now unwilling residents of the uncanny shrinking town.
Yes, yes, Miss Reeves, I heard you. Bees the size of your index finger. It honestly sounds more like an animal control issue than... I see your point, ma'am. Children might stumble across a hive, yes. That close to the school, yes. I will, yes. I'm listening to you. No, I'm not humoring you. Listen, Miss Reeves. I will send the first deputy I can, spare out there, put a sign up and a rope. Rope off that area. You have my word. My solemn oath as sheriff.
I'll bet it's an exotic species. Some fool's probably been breeding those Japanese hornets.
That is the last thing we need. A reputation as a town brought the giant hornets to America. We're still getting over the stigma from being that birthplace of the serial killer from the 80s, who dressed up as victims like babies.
Harold Clem, the rockabye killer. You know that guy was my gym teacher? Always knew he was a freak.
Sheriff Parks, I need your help.
What's wrong, Miss Watson? You seem mighty upset this fine morning.
It's my husband. He stepped out last night to take a phone call and he never came back.
I know, it's hard, but you are sure he hasn't been drinking again?
He hasn't touched alcohol in 2 years.
Sometimes people fall off the wagon.
Not Gary. He can't even look at alcohol anymore. Won't even let me cook using sherry. He still blames himself for what happened to that boy. He saw the car, but was too drunk. He's sure that if he'd been sober, he could have stopped the accident, and no one will ever convince him otherwise. So no, Sheriff, he hasn't fallen off the wagon. He's missing, as surely as the sky is blue.
Technically, a person is only missing after 48 hours.
Sheriff Parks, so help me, if you don't look for him, I'll... Well, I don't know what I'll do, but you won't like it.
Fine. I will have my guys keep an eye out for him, check the bars and his usual haunts. How hard can it be to find one professor? At the edge of town, you say? And there's blood?
It's my husband.
Now don't go jumping to conclusions, Mrs. Watson. I'm going to go out there myself and check it out. Go home and get some rest. I will call you if I find anything.
You'd better. Don't forget that my sister is mayor.
Well, that's blood all right, Sheriff. All inside the trunk and on the ground? You thinking it's the professor's?
That's the last thing I want to think, but I have to consider it. Could have just as easily been a deer or something. What do you make out of this? The road up here is raised about 3 feet off the ground. It follows along the tree line, too, as if everything just jumped up 3 feet.
Gotta be an earthquake. I didn't feel it, but a lot of times people don't.
Something looks weird. I'm gonna climb up and get a better look. The road's wider up here. About 4 feet wider on either side.
Probably that liquefaction. Sometimes the ground turns to liquid if a quake is strong enough. The asphalt is probably spread paper thin up there by now.
Science.
Come on down and take a look at this. I found tracks leading off into the woods.
I see them. Yeah, it looks like someone dragged something. This does not bode well for Professor Watson. Leads right up to the edge of the stream. Damn! I think we've got a murder here. Call it in, Thomas. I want guys looking for that body. Could be anywhere between here and Baltimore by now.
Sheriff, I think we've got a bigger problem.
Holy shit! What is that, a mountain lion?
Cougars are supposed to be extinct in Maryland!
What the hell are we looking at?
Look at those spots! I think it's some kind of giant bobcat!
A 6-foot bobcat?!
Maybe it's crossbred with something!
What do we do about it?
Come on, boss!
Get off him, you giant freak! Think it's dead. Are you right?
I'm bleeding real bad, boss.
This is the sheriff. I'm out on Route 66 by the creek. I have an officer down, in need of immediate medical assistance. Go twice the speed limit and run every light. It's Thomas. Take good care of him.
Don't worry. A few stitches and he'll be as good as new.
I've been needing a vacation anyway.
Uncanny! Absolutely uncanny! What's that, Doc Jones? This is definitely Lynx Rufus Rufus. A purebred bobcat. And yet, somehow, it has become 6 feet in size. Mutations like the simply don't happen anymore. As a veterinarian, I am baffled. And this is not the only thing. That ridge over there, any earthquake of any magnitude to produce something like that should have been felt for miles. Yet as far as I can tell, not one person has felt much as a tremor last night. I'm sorry, I'm just confused, as you are, Doc. To be honest, I was hoping you'd be able to bring something perspective-wise to this mess. I honestly don't know what to think, and I'm just... just might have a murder on my hands to top it all off. Well, I understand, and I don't mean to vent my frustrations, Charlie. It's just that, it's getting to me. Messing with me, my senses of proportion. A moment ago, I thought I saw 2-foot chipmunk in the tree. Well, as long as it can't sing, I hate those movies. I just have this unshakable feeling that something very wrong is happening, and none of us can even see it. You and me both.
You know, boss, I've been thinking.
Lord help us.
They're funny, but seriously, I figured we should check out the professor's old lab. It ain't but a mile up the road, and maybe there's a clue.
Didn't the EPA shut down for violations, Vince? Though, it would be just like Watson to keep working illegally. Well, swing by on the way back home.
Gee whiz, Sheriff. It's all burnt up.
Look here in the driveway. Blood! I don't like this. We better go on.
Anyone here?
Look at these wrecked machines. They're still warm. He was definitely working on something. No sign of fire in here, but everything's tore up. Outside, the whole building is burnt. Whatever happened here was definitely bad.
You don't suppose what he was doing here made that bobcat thing, do you?
I guess that's entirely possible. No such thing as coincidence, after all.
Look here, Sheriff. It's a tiny little horse.
Well, either we've entered the Valley of Guanji, or Professor Watson is up to something mighty strange here.
I don't know about the Valley of Guanji, but based on that giant snake I bet we're in the Chamber of Secrets.
Back. Slowly out of the door, Deputy. Whatever that thing is, I do not think that we have enough bullets to bring it down.
Where are we going, Sheriff?
There's something I've got to check. The road's coming up here, too. We'll have to walk. The trees out here are getting to be mighty big.
Trees grow, Sheriff. That's what they do.
Not this tree. It's been dead for 100 years. They say it was planted by James McHenry during the Revolution. Who could say if that's true or not? One thing I do know is that every year on my birthday, my father would bring me out here and mark my height on the tree. A family tradition. I'm looking at those notches now. My name carved right next to them. And according to this, I'm a foot shorter than I was at 13.
What does that mean, boss?
It means we're shrinking! The whole town! And so, one man has discovered the strange truth. A truth too terrible to believe, and yet he must convince them. Convince a town that it is shrinking. Yet even if he succeeds, one burning question will remain. Can it be stopped?